This is Lindley Johnson here with the Lady Cougar basketball coach, Susie Shelton. On Tuesday, we had a matchup against Hiwassee Dam and came out with a win 77-47. What did our girls do well at during this game as a team?
I thought they showed up ready to play. We had a lot of energy early on, got some steals, got some easy baskets in transition, and then Ava Webb come out and hit a couple big threes, and then they started rushing out. We were able to throw the ball in, so everybody stepped up, bench came in, gave us some good minutes, so thought they were just ready to play mentally.
Yeah, before this game, we talked about how important that energy was, especially coming off of a really close game on Friday against Rosman. And Vega Deaton, one of our seniors on the Lady Cougar team, had a great run scoring 21 points. What led her to be able to be such a standout on the scoreboard?
I think early it was getting some steals and getting some layups. And then once everybody else started scoring, we were just moving the ball around, and she got some good open looks, and she even crashed the board a few times and got 5 points, I think, from the foul line. So being aggressive to the boards really helped her too.
Yeah, I'm super proud of all of our seniors. They're playing super well here during the playoffs, and we had a super solid game on Tuesday. Coming up tonight, we face Albemarle, the fourth seed team, here at home. Again, they just came off with a win against East Wilkes, 57-42. How do you feel headed into this matchup?
Well, you know, when you get to the Elite Eight, all the teams are going to be good, so you're going to have a good game. I think it's important that we show up with energy. We know that they're going to press. They're going to press full court, three-quarter court, half court. And once you break the press and you get on the half court, then they're going to chase. They're going to try to trap. And there's times that there'll be, you know, three girls chasing you. So we've got to keep our head up. We can't try to dribble through it. Got to move the ball quick. And then when we have open looks, we've got to be ready to shoot and shoot to hit, not just to get it out of her hands, but, you know, get her feet set, get her eyes up, and shoot with confidence.
Yeah, and then they have a really good player, their point guard, Amari Baldwin. She wears number 10, and she averages 25.8 points per game. She actually had a 41-point game towards the beginning of their season, which is crazy, and she can be a deciding factor in games. But our defense has shut down star players like this before, and going into this game, are we more focused on shutting her down or trying to find that balance between keeping her contained while closing down her options as well?
Well, like I said, they press a lot, so a lot of her points comes if teams turns the ball over, then she gets the points in transition. So hopefully if we don't turn it over, that's going to limit her points. We're going to, you know, definitely know where she's at. Once she gives the ball up, we're going to try to deny her back, limit her touches. But the key tonight is just handling their pressure, I think, overall. And we are aware of her, so we'll hopefully know where she's at tonight.
All right, well, I'm super excited for this game tonight. It seems like there's going to be a lot of energy out there on the court from both sides. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.